Hello, I'm Sue Montgomery with the BBC News. The Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump has called for a temporary but total ban on Muslims entering the US. Mr. Trump said that recent polling showed that many Muslims nursed a hatred towards America. Jane O'Brien is in Washington.
In his statement, Mr. Trump said it was obvious to anybody that the hatred was beyond comprehension. Until the dangerous threat was properly understood, he said, America could not become the victim of horrendous attacks by people who believe only in jihad and have no sense of respect for human life. The statement is the strongest anti-Muslim sentiment yet coming from a presidential candidate. It gives no details about how Muslims could be kept out of the country, but as the Republican frontrunner, Mr. Trump is clearly tapping a disturbing trend in US politics.
The White House said Mr. Trump's statement was contrary to US values and national security interests. The FBI has said that the husband and wife who killed 14 people in the city of San Bernardino last Wednesday had been radicalized for some time. The FBI says the couple had also taken part in target practice before they opened fire on public health workers. David Willis reports.
Since Wednesday's attack, the FBI says it's conducted more than 400 interviews and collected 320 pieces of evidence. Some of that evidence, including the pipes that it thought were being used to make pipe bombs, has been transferred to the FBI's headquarters in Washington, D.C. for analysis. But the crucial question of whether Saeed Farouk and Tashfeen Malik had the backing of an international terrorist organization or were acting alone remains unanswered.
A museum in the Netherlands says an ultra-nationalist militia group in Ukraine has asked it for $5 million to return a collection of Golden Age paintings stolen a decade ago. The West Fries Museum says the case may also involve art thieves with contacts at the highest political level in Ukraine. Independent experts in Mexico investigating the disappearance of 43 students last year say the new evidence, which contradicts official versions that a drug gang killed them and burnt their bodies. The group said satellite pictures showed no signs of a fire at a rubbish dump near where the students are thought to have been murdered. Alejandro Valencia is involved in the investigation.
El monitoreo satelital.
Satellite monitoring shows only one fire in the state of Guerrero on September the 17th, 2014, and it doesn't correspond to Kakula's coordinates. That cited report concludes that it did rain in Iguala on September the 26th and 27th, and no fire was detected in the locality of Kakula during those days.
World News from the BBC. The judicial authorities in Ghana have sacked 20 judges implicated in a hugely damaging bribe-taking scandal. Those sacked were magistrates or lower court judges. A number of high court judges are still suspended, facing further investigation. The corruption came to light after an undercover reporter, Arameyo Anas, spent 2 years amassing nearly 500 hours of video footage as evidence. Russia has presented France with a puppy as a symbolic replacement for a police dog killed in the aftermath of the Paris attacks last month. The dog's death sparked international sympathy with tributes paid on social media. The German shepherd puppy, named Dobrynya, after a night from Russian folklore, was handed to the French ambassador in Moscow, who called it an extraordinary gift. Meanwhile, less than a month after gunmen stormed their performance at the Bataclan venue in Paris, massacring 90 people, the American rock band Eagles of Death Metal have again played in the city. The group were invited on stage by the Irish band U2. A group of designers and architects who helped redevelop part of a rundown housing estate in northwest England have won the prestigious Turner Prize for Contemporary Art. The Assemble Collective worked with the local community to transform 10 19th century houses earmarked for demolition in Liverpool. Our arts editor Will Gompertz reports.
The winner of the 2015 Turner Prize is an architectural collective called Assemble. Their winning exhibit is a recreation of an interior of one of the houses a collective helped to renovate in a rundown area. Inside is a shop-cum-showroom selling doorknobs and wall tiles, produced by the local community, with the money made going back into the regeneration project. This is art as social enterprise from a group of 20-somethings wanting to make a difference.
BBC News.